car. The fire has been burning since December 4th. President Trump is enthusiastic about the tax reform bill to be voted on by Congress next week.
This is going to be one of the great gifts to the middle-income people of this country that they've ever gotten for Christmas.
The president says Democrats are mistaken when they claim the wealthy will profit from tax reform. President Trump spoke by phone with Cindy McCain yesterday to check in on Senator John McCain's condition. The 81-year-old senator is currently receiving treatment for normal side effects of his ongoing cancer therapy. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Glass. We literally take glass for granted. Just think about it. Every day we get in our cars, head out for the day, and do we ever say, thank you, glass? Thank you for keeping the bugs out of my mouth. Thank you for keeping the rain out. Thank you, glass, for just being glass. And besides having glass to protect us and keep us comfortable, glass can also be used to decorate your house, place of worship, or even your storefront. So do yourself a favor and call Independent Glass at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. Or contact them online at independentglassco.com. Independent Glass, where you should go for home, commercial, or auto glass needs.
Break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and we'll provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 54 years.
I made the swap over to Adams Drugs from that big chain store, and I'm really glad. The drug copay was exactly the same at Adams Drugs, and I really liked how they served me with a smile. Each time I go in, they remember my name. I'm so impressed with their customer service, and I was in and out in minutes. I have more important things to do than just sit around a pharmacy for an hour waiting on my prescriptions.
Hi, Grandpa!
Come here, you little rascal.
So what are you waiting for? Come into Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Adams Drugs, at the intersection of prompt and personal.
This is an Alabama legacy moment.
The 375,000 acres that make up the three ranger districts of Talladega National Forest were purchased by the federal government in 1936 as part of an effort to restore clear-cut timberlands and farmlands no longer capable of producing crops. The beautiful reserve includes the 102-mile Pinhoti National Trail System and Alabama's highest and second highest points, Mount Cheeha and Duggar Mountain.
Sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, the ABA, and this station.
The giving season is here. Give yourself and the ones that you love the gift of beauty from William Mason Salon, the only Aveda Concept Salon in Prattville since 2008. Stop in, relax, and put your hair in the hands of one of their talented professionals. Soothing manicures, pedicures, or full body massage, and botanically based Aveda facials. Continue to pamper yourself at home with Aveda lifestyle products. Available at William Mason Salon, a different salon, an upscale salon, spa, the finest products, and a place that is your kind of place without the upscale price. William Mason takes pride in the advanced education of their stylists, manicurists, and massage therapists. Give the gift of beauty and relaxation this holiday season. Their full line of Aveda products are boxed and ready for gift giving. Gift certificates are also available. William Mason Salon and Aveda Concept Salon in the Prattville Town Center. Call 285-7200 for an appointment or visit on the web at williammasonsalon.com.
This morning, my teenager showed me her wish list. What was at the top? Yep, a new car. I told her there's no way we can add a car payment this time of year. Then a little elf told me about ASC Credit Union's no pay for 90 days offer. ASC has super low auto loan rates, and I'll get approved faster than Santa can squeeze down the chimney. I can give my daughter the gift she really wants and pay off the holidays before I start paying on her car. That's what I call a Christmas miracle. ASC Credit Union, your favorite holiday helper. Equal opportunity lender.
Hey, listen up. The boss says you gotta be educated. Did you know that Salsa Serious Italian is more than just pizza and pasta? There's a different steak and seafood special every night. Did you know that Salsa has a delicioso brunch every Sunday? Did you know that Salsa Serious Italian can cater your cocktail party or full sit-down family meal anytime, anywhere? Did you know that Salsa has 21 draft beers on tap, including Alabama craft beers? Now you know. Remember this stuff and go to Salsa in the alley downtown. There will be a test.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast as we head into the evening and nighttime hours tonight. You couldn't ask for a better night for the Camellia Bowl here in town. It'll become mostly cloudy. Temperatures in the 40s during the evening. Overnight low temperature 40 by morning. Tomorrow, look for showers likely by the afternoon. A very mild day with a high temperature in the lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms likely Sunday night into Monday. Upper 60s for a high on Monday. Upper 60s again on Tuesday with the risk for showers and thunderstorms continuing. Our weather app keeps you on top of the weather changes. Push notifications for watches and warnings, plus access to all my blogs and videos. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the Budale Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, it's time for Clearing the Air, the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. As always, I am your host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a mind and body numb by the bioweapon Morgellons disease, but someone who's giddy with excitement that you've decided to tune in and ride along with us tonight. And by us, I mean my friend Bo and brother in Christ. Bo is here. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you, my brother.
Great. And I recognize the fact that here in the River Region, all of you have so many different choices of what you can do on a beautiful Saturday night, but thankfully you chose to listen to us. And I cannot tell you how much it means to us that you did. The more people we can awaken to what's truly going on, the better. But folks, time is short. The distractions keep mounting. Just remember this, the one thing that they, and by they I mean the powers that shouldn't be, the Luciferian psychopaths that run this planet, the one thing that scares them is that we outnumber them billions to one. They know it and they fear that, which is why they want to keep us divided. I mean, that's the bottom line. Now, my disclaimer, I don't want you to believe a single word you hear me say tonight because you've got to figure all of this out for yourself. You've got to make all these discoveries. You've got to connect these dots, not me. I can't do it for you. No one can. And remember, something given to you is never as valuable as something that you yourself have to work to attain. Now, I'm going to ask you once again to hold your calls until the third hour. We may bump that up. It depends. We're going to get into the Holy Spirit tonight. And I don't want to be come across as being discourteous to any of you. I mean, really, it is me, not you. I just have a bit of an issue staying on point when I get jostled around by different topics and callers. And anyway, I just kind of have to do it that way. So thank you for that. Now, Bo brings a wealth of Bible knowledge to the program, so honestly, my aim tonight is for me to extract as much of what he offers as you. So this is going to be a treat for both of us. But I've received messages and emails from y'all, and I say y'all because we are in the South, telling me how much you enjoy the Bible-based Clearing the Air programs, which is one reason Bo's here. Now, I have to tell you that I feel somewhat troubled when you have to differentiate between what you deem biblical and the shows that you deem not biblical, because this program is the ongoing result of the Holy Spirit moving through a person, namely me, and instructing that person, me, on the truth. With that being said, every show should be considered a biblical show, because this ain't about me, folks. This is about you. This is about you and your lone escape route out of this madness, and that would be Yeshua, our Savior. I'm simply the messenger, nothing more. So please never treat me as anything more, as I don't deserve that. Now, I wish there was a way that all of you could see and understand what's going on with me, what I'm experiencing. I wish I could understand what I'm experiencing, but I wouldn't want any of you to actually experience it on your own, although I'm certain that many of you probably are, whether you realize it or not. I'm talking about Morgellons. You must understand that the only chance that we have to stop it is to stop this as far as many people as possible to become aware of this aerosol bioweapon that has infested all of us and go to their doctor with the proof of its existence. Did you know that in Florida there's already been a successful lawsuit regarding Morgellons disease? Yep. So a legal precedent has been set. So that kind of opens the door for an opportunity to blow this thing wide open. Now, However, just like we had the perfect opportunity to blow the whole child trafficking ring open with WikiLeaks and pizza emails, and just like Pizzagate emails, just like we had the perfect opportunity to indict Hillary corruption queen Clinton over the classified documents on her unsecured server, and just like we had the chance to put her in prison over Benghazi and stealing all the money that the unsuspecting people donated to the Clinton Foundation, mistakenly believing it would be used to help the nation of Haiti. Well, that's not really fair of me. Actually, they didn't take all of it. They actually let 3% make it through to Haiti. But my point here is that we had such an opportunity to do something to these people for justice, and we let it slip away. But we're at a point here where just right before the Great Tribulation, just prior to the kickoff of the worst period in the history of this world, a point where we can see what's coming. We can see them preparing for us their new world order, the lockdown of America and the rest of the world with it, the total surveillance state, everything. We have a chance. We're on the edge looking down into the hell that will surely engulf this country and this world, and we know that. So why don't we do something about it? That's what I don't get. I don't understand how people, Bible-reading people who call themselves Christians, how can they sit on the sidelines? Do you not understand what Paul means when he said, do not be part of the evil, but expose the evil to the light? That's what he's talking about. We have to take these people down. We have to let everyone know that we see what they're doing. It's a game with these people. And I'll tell you something else. This whole sexual stuff that's going on right now, we've got these demoncrats falling on their own swords so they can set this precedent about sexual misconduct. They're going to go after Trump with this. I guarantee you. Matter of fact, it's already started. I'm going to get into that a little later. But Gloria Allred, you remember her. She's the one that was the lawyer for one of these skanks that went after Roy Moore. Of course, she's since recanted and said she made the whole thing up, or she actually forged his name on her yearbook. Gloria Allred's daughter is already, we've already got her on tape soliciting women $200,000 if they'll just come out and say that Trump did something to them sexually. Because they have to take Trump out. They have to. Because what's standing between them and their new world order, their total control system for the world right now, is Donald Trump. They got to take him out, folks. That's what they want to do really, really badly. All right, we're going to go ahead and hit this break about a minute early. They'll give me a little more time the next go around, this next segment. And again, welcome to the show. Bo's here. While I have an opportunity, thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing me to play on your radio world for 3 hours every Saturday night. We'll be back in three very, very short minutes. Y'all come back with us, please.
Here's Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group with your real estate minute.
Need to sell your home quick? Follow these steps to guide you in selling your home. Follow the five P's to success. Prepare, price, present, provide, and proceed. Prepare your home to sell. Professionally clean the home, carpets, flooring, cabinets, closets, yard, flower beds, and exterior. If it needs new flooring, new paint, new appliances to update the appearance, price your home to sell slightly under the competing houses because they are typically overpriced if they've not sold. Present. Show and present your home within 1 hour's notice, meaning all toys, games, dishes, clothes are out of the way, and it smells and looks good at any time someone wants to view the home. Provide all of the documents and information concerning improvements you have made, utility bills for your home, floor plans, survey of the house. Proceed to closing. Hire a closing attorney that only does real estate closings, not wills and trusts. For details on a plan to get your home sold quickly, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogutson@charter.net.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the new year is not far behind. So when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year, and don't forget the reason for the season.
Right now at the Home Depot, buy a select toolkit and get another tool free. Choose from top brands like DeWalt, Ridgid, Milwaukee, and Makita. Then choose another tool to put under the tree as well. A toolkit from the Home Depot makes a great gift. And right now, it makes two great gifts. Buy a select toolkit, get another tool free. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 24th, 2018, U.S. only while supplies last. One transaction per customer. See store for details.
Did you know that you can save hundreds of dollars by switching your auto insurance to Liberty Mutual Insurance? Think about what you can do with that extra money. I know what I would do. I would make some travel plans and visit family back home because there's nothing like being home for the holidays. And I'll show up with a big old bag of gifts, too. What would you do with your extra cash if you saved hundreds by switching to Liberty Mutual? This message brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Savings vary. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I am your host, Terry Adams. My friend and brother in Christ, Bo, is here. And Jesus, Yeshua, when he was resurrected, he came and he talked to his disciples, actually scared the stew out of them. We all know about doubting Thomas, who didn't believe unless he put his fingers in the nail holes, whatever. When Jesus got ready to leave, he essentially told his disciples, you know, you want me to go because the Holy Spirit's coming when I leave. Bo, what is the Holy Spirit?
Well, Terry, I appreciate the opportunity to come tonight. I appreciate the invitation. And
sure.
What a blessing, what an honor to have you as a friend in Christ, a brother in Christ and a friend. And when I got the text from Sister Lynn that you wanted to speak on the Holy Spirit, I began to speak in tongues.
Wow.
Which was prophesied in the book of Joel. And it's also in Isaiah. Isaiah said, with stammering lips and another tongue, shall another tongue will he speak to his people. That's Isaiah 28:11.
So speaking in tongues is okay, right? We're supposed to speak in tongues.
Speaking in tongues in my understanding,
yes,
is the evidence of receiving the Holy Ghost, the initial evidence. But it's also, if you do this, the full study, which I only did probably 3 or 4 hours today on
wow.
it. But you can do hours and hours and weeks on the study of the Holy Spirit.
Well, I ask that because I got a friend of mine, a guy that used to work for me, Stephen Powell. I love Stephen to death. His mother was asked to leave a church, a non-denominational church, because she was speaking in tongues. And the preacher said, no, you got to leave. You can't do that.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not going to say it's not religious, you know, so the Holy Spirit is not a religious spirit.
Good.
But it can out the religious spirits.
Gotcha.
It can shine some light on it.
Good.
But I believe it was Paul that spoke on, you know, where he said that, because the Bible says, let things be done decent and in order. So in other words, if speaking in tongues is of the Holy Spirit, in other words, if God is in it, it will be done decent and in order. It would be done, and the timing of it will be God's timing, and nobody will be offended. It's not, you know,
gotcha.
it's not for the unbeliever. Well, it is for the unbeliever in certain circumstances because they're wondering, what is this?
Sure.
But if we were taught the doctrine of Christ, the doctrine of Christ is plain about teaching about the power of the Holy Spirit, dunamis, the power from on high. He said, go and tarry not many days hence, and you will be endued with power on high.
Wow.
Well, I can't preach or teach the Holy Spirit without preaching water baptism. Because if you look at what happened to John the Baptist, here comes Jesus,
uh-huh.
and they had a little conversation.
Yeah, they had a little powwow down there in the water, didn't they?
Yeah, and John said, hey, I'm not worthy to baptize you. But that you baptize me.
Right.
Now, Jesus could have baptized John, but what did the Lord say? To fulfill all righteousness.
That's right.
In other words, if you look in the mainstream churches today, you will see a watered-down version of the doctrine of Christ. Most mainstream churches will say, oh, you can't get into doctrine. The doctrine of Christ is the key In other words, it leads us into salvation.
I would think so, yeah.
All right, what did he say? Pick up your cross and follow me. What did he do? He was baptized. Now, you will see a lot of preachers will say, no, you don't have to be baptized. That's, you know, look at the thief on the cross. The thief on the cross was under the Old Testament law.
I've heard that all my life, yeah.
That you don't have a testament in force until you have the death of a testator. So the New Testament, in other words, the thief on the cross was under the Old Testament covenant. Mm-hmm. The New Testament covenant was not enforced until the death of Christ.
Correct.
Then, what happened? I mean, you don't have to go far to see where water baptism is. Is God ordained? In other words, you can't do like a New York lawyer, which looks for a loophole. Sure. That's what the church today looks for, a loophole, why you don't have to be baptized.
That's very, 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 very true.
They look for the loopholes.
Yeah.
The thief on the cross, this and that, mm-hmm. You know, certain ones were. But if you go to the Word and see what Jesus did and do what he did, Jesus was always using every situation as a teaching event.
Yes, he was.
When he went and was baptized, that was showing us the way to the kingdom. Okay, what happened? What happens in water baptism? He goes in, John baptizes him. Okay, he goes down into, and that's what we go down into, the symbolism of a watery grave with Christ. When we're baptized, we are baptized into Christ Jesus.
Right.
Now,
right.
It's symbolic. When he come up out of the water, what happened? Okay, you gotta go to Acts 2:38. Acts 2:38 says, repent. Mm-hmm. Which is what John the Baptist preached and taught, because that softened the heart. That made your heart ready to receive the Holy Ghost.
Humble. Humility, yeah.
Exactly. It made you ready to be able to receive the Holy Spirit.
I never thought about it like that. You're absolutely right.
But he says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. There is a purpose for water baptism.
For
and I'm not talking about
sins.
Sprinkling.
Right. Right.
All you sprinklers, you got to go down. You got to go all the way down to the bottom. And in the sprinklers, I would hold you down for a little bit longer just for believing that nonsense.
Full, you got to be dunked all the way under, baby.
You got to go
just like
all the way under to the bottom.
Yeah.
Anyway, so for the remission of sins, water baptism has a purpose.
Right.
It's not just for an outward show of an inward emotion or wherever they come up with this googly gook. I don't know where they get these man-made doctrines, but that's not the doctrine of Christ.
Well, there you go, man-made doctrine.
It's exactly what it is.
Bingo.
And it's tickling to the ear, because if you go out and you spend $300 or $400 on a hairdo, you're not going to want to go get dunked.
That's true.
But anyway.
Vanity, baby.
You can't bypass it.
No, I agree with that. I agree with Church
baptized
Christ, so I'm all over that.
For the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Do you remember when you were baptized? Do you remember receiving the Holy Ghost? Do you remember that?
I remember that the church that I was going to at the time, they put great emphasis on that. Mm-hmm. You know, water baptism in Jesus' name and receiving the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Well, what they would do is they'd have services, which was kind of like a tarrying service, and they would lay hands on you, and they would scream, and they would speak in tongues in your ear. Well, that didn't work for me. As I was emptied out before the Lord, this vessel, I emptied out, I would go down to the altar, I would pray, and God would reveal where I had unforgiveness in my heart, I had sin in my life, I had all these things working in my soul.
He laid that, on you.
And, well, until I emptied out, and this is there's another, all these word pictures, all of these parables in the Word of God, he uses them to teach us.
Right.
So, once I emptied out of all my unforgiveness, of all my sins that I could remember, this vessel was empty. Well, it was ready to be filled by what? The power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And remember the scripture that says, after the unclean spirit has went out of a man, he goes around looking for seven more spirits to come back.
Wow.
Well, guess what? You got to have the house, this body, this vessel, this temple of the Holy Ghost filled with the Spirit of the Lord. You can't have room in there for seven more spirits to come back, because they are coming back.
Absolutely, with a vengeance.
In force.
Yes.
And they want to, guess what, take over the house again.
Sure.
So, anyway, that when I finally did receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the first thing I noticed was the words in this Bible were no longer just words on a page, but they were the living word. They were the living epistle. They were the living yes. word of God. They become alive.
Yeah, exactly.
And I could, and when I began to read it, God began to give me great understanding and revelation.
Discretion.
Sometimes I would read one passage of Scripture and I just begin to weep. Just uncontrollably weep because I could see the truth in it.
Yeah.
And so...
Wow, that's powerful, man.
Oh, it's... and, you know, coming from the background that I came from a Baptist background. I'm not trying to put, you know...
It's okay.
Be derogatory against any religion. If that's what you believe in, believe it, you know. Just hope that it's enough to get you in heaven because that's what the Lord is looking for. He's looking for faith. Well, how do you obtain faith? The Bible tells us everything we need to know to make heaven, to make the kingdom of God.
Absolutely.
Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. How do you hear except a preacher? How do you have a preacher except he be sent by God?
Absolutely.
That was the pure example of that is Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch.
Yes.
When the Holy Ghost drew Philip to the carriage of the Ethiopian eunuch, and the Ethiopian eunuch was reading in the book of Isaiah, he was led as a sheep to the slaughter. And Philip said, "Do you understand what you read?" He said, "How can I except some man?" See, there's the preacher that God sent to expound so that he could obtain spiritual ears. Until you hit, in other words,
you won't comprehend it until... Yes.
Faith cometh by hearing. In other words, you obtain spiritual ears by hearing the word of God, preached word of God by an anointed vessel of God. Well, there was Philip, full of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
He was anointed and appointed.
Yes.
A divine appointment.
Correct.
So he met him out there, and so he preached to him. He said, "Who is this?" And Philip began to preach to him, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, not Jesus, but Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach. So anyway, he began to preach Jesus in the Ethiopian eunuch. Now, you got to remember, they were in the desert.
Uh-huh.
So he looked over there and said, "Look, there's water. What forbids me to be baptized?" And Philip said, "If thou believe with all thine heart, thou may be." And so he said, "I do." So you got to remember, God will make a way.
Yes.
If you want to follow the doctrine of Christ... And do what God did, do what the Lord did when he was here, which was be baptized.
Right.
Then he will make a way. He made a way in the desert.
In the desert of all places.
Come on now. All you lawyers out there saying, "No, you know, there's a loophole there, you know."
Quit.
There's no loophole. Don't look for the loophole.
Yeah.
Look for reasons
truth.
Yeah, to follow Christ. He said, "Pick up your cross, follow me." Look what he did. He went all the way to the cross, to the tree, for us, for our sins.
Right.
But all of these things, when he was water baptized, when he came up out of the water, there was the Spirit ascending on him as a dove. So that's the power. That's the dunamis. In other words, he's doing these things, showing us the like a word picture of this is what's going to happen to you once I'm gone.
Yeah.
So once he was gone, then this is how it works. We are... repent.
Right.
Believe with all our heart, like Philip asked the Ethiopian eunuch.
Right.
We are baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and we shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, that's according to our faith.
Correct. All right. We got to hit a break. Hold on. This is a 5-minute break, folks. You're listening to Clear in the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. Bo is my guest tonight. We're talking about the Holy Spirit and what you need to do to get ready to go to heaven, because the time is coming. We're right on the top of the Great Tribulation. It's coming, folks. There's only one way out. Only one way. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Are you currently paying rent? Why? When you could be investing in your own home. I've got some news just for you. Alabama Home Mortgage is now offering a program that will allow you to purchase your home with only 1% down. You heard me right, 1%. Don't waste your money on rent when you can afford to buy. 1 month's rent could get you into your dream home today. You don't have 1%? Small changes can result in big savings quickly. Skip the coffee and you can buy a house. Did you know that just 1 year's worth of lattes could get you that 1% you need to get in your dream home? Alabama Home Mortgage can get you pre-approved, closed, and moved into your new home with only 1% down. Sounds like magic, right? Well, pick up the phone and let us wave our magic wand as we turn renters into homeowners. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's A-L-A alabamahomemortgage.com to see just how much home you can afford. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Keep the jingle in your pocket this season. Visit Capital Pawn Shop, because your Christmas gift list shouldn't make you cringe. Paying retail doesn't increase the joy of giving. Capital Pawn offers the same high-quality merchandise at a fraction of the cost. And should you find yourself short on cash this season, it's not necessary to sell a valuable family treasure. For a discreet, safe, and worry-free way to get quick cash, visit Capital Pawn Shop.
A hometown tradition, summer cooking and barbecue. The best sweet tea in the land, countries welcomes you. So are you hungry? Are you hungry?
Market Country's Barbecue with more Did You Know facts for the season. Did you know Country's makes more than just great barbecue? Our homemade sweet tater, southern pecan, and famous mile-high lemon pies, pans of grandma-style cornbread. Did you know we cater? Holiday menus, private rooms at Atlanta Highway, or complete banquets at Buck's Place, famous for steak and prattville. Did you know our quick cater holiday packages feed 20 to 25? Boneless smoked hams and turkey breasts are here. Now you know it. Come on down and enjoy it.
Welcome out to Country's Barbecue. Good home cooking for you. Country's the way folks down here like it. Country's Barbecue.
Every Guardian loan begins with a story.
Remember when we had our third kid and Guardian Credit Union financed our minivan?
You know, that was the same year they helped us get a bigger house. I so love my walk-in closet.
You mean our walk-in closet.
And now, our youngest is getting married and is planning a wedding.
Thank goodness for that home equity line of credit.
Guardian has always been there for us.
They're more than just a financial institution. Guardian is the local credit union. Think local, think Guardian.
Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912757.
Need a job? Visit one of the 49 career centers across Alabama for help with your resume, interview practice, or even train for a job. Find your local career center at joblink.alabama.gov. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Labor, the ABA, and this station.
Hi, this is Rick Peters, managing partner at Blue Water Broadcasting. For 12 years, we've called Montgomery home. And one thing that we've learned is that local business drives the local economy. It's the lifeblood of our community. So when you're thinking about a purchase, think local first.
Hi, this is Natasha Graham with B&B's Health Boutique. And when you're looking for that hard-to-fit size for a bra, look to us. We service all women, all shapes and sizes, and we do custom sizes as well. We also carry and fit for mastectomy products. We're proud to be a local business, and we care about our community.
It's our community. Buy local, think local. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your forecast as we head into the evening and nighttime hours tonight. You couldn't ask for a better night for the Camellia Bowl here in town. It'll become mostly cloudy. Temperatures in the 40s during the evening. Overnight low temperature 40 by morning. Tomorrow, look for showers likely by the afternoon. A very mild day with a high temperature in the lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms likely Sunday night into Monday. Upper 60s for a high on Monday. Upper 60s again on Tuesday with the risk for showers and thunderstorms continuing. Our weather app keeps you on top of the weather changes, push notifications for watches and warnings, plus access to all my blogs and videos. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Blue Haven Pools can show you how you can swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Save hundreds every month in maintenance costs. Call Blue Haven Pools today, 277-3100.
I can't even walk a straight line. And every time you look at me, I'm spinning like an autumn leaf, bound to hit bottom sometime.
Welcome back to the program. What a great, great song. All about God, and it doesn't matter what state you're in as far as mentally, physical state. God is ready. He's ready for you. You know, weird thing that finally hit me several years ago when the light came on and God thumped me on the back of the head. I'm on my knees crying like a baby in the shower. The devil chases you all your life. God waits for you to come to him. It's amazing how that works. Okay, we know this past weekend that Doug Jones defeated Judge Roy Moore. We know that, right? The day before the election, Montgomery County Circuit Court issued an order directing Alabama election officials to preserve all digital ballot images created at polling places. Less than 3 hours later, the state Supreme Court granted a stay on that order, thus allowing the destruction of the records. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill and Ed Packer, the state administrator of elections, were behind the request to trash the records. They said they were afraid of hacking. Chris Krebs, head of the Department of Homeland Security, supported the quick destruction of voting records and said, quote, "What I'm worried about is the undermining my broader confidence in the vote. My ideal outcome, is ensuring the American people have confidence that their vote matters when they show up to vote." And as T. Edward Griffith comments here, "Great rhetoric, but the destruction of ballots to prevent a recount does just the opposite. This stinks." So what's the big deal, you may ask? The big deal is the fact that a video has surfaced showing Doug Jones supporters celebrating after his election victory. In the video, one supporter declares, and I quote, "We came from all over the country to vote for Doug Jones." Well, it's been reported that over 30,000 dead people voted in this election. Are those two events linked? You better believe they are. But apparently we're not going to be able to find out the truth because the records most likely have already been destroyed. What are the chances of that? Folks, you know exactly what they're doing. The last thing they want is a Bible-believing, Ten Commandments-supporting constitutionalist in D.C. They do not want him. They will do, as they have shown, they will do anything to prevent that man from being in D.C. because he represents everything they hate. And that's the God's honest truth. Everything they hate is what he represents. Now, I mentioned earlier about they're going to go after Trump. Well, it's already started. Democratic Senator Kristen Gillibrand has called for President Trump to resign over the provably false sexual misconduct allegations against him. In his tweet, Trump responded, "Lightweight Senator Kristen Gillibrand, a total flunky for Chuck Schumer," that would be Chuck pedophile, "Schumer, and someone who would come to my office begging for campaign contributions not so long ago and would do anything for them, is now in the ring fighting against Trump." Now, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, who I adore, shut down a reporter who tried to make accusations of sexism against Trump based on the phrase "would do anything." Sanders suggested that they should get their minds out of the gutter, and I love that. I love her. She's great. Absolutely great. G. Edward Griffith also comments about the election by saying this: Alabama elected Democrat Doug Jones in a tight race against Judge Roy Moore, who was the target of a smear campaign by Democrats, the media, late-night comics, and George Soros. Now, Jones will occupy the Senate seat for 2 years that was vacated by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The Senate is now composed of 51 Republicans and 49 Democrats. Now, this is what's important. This is what G. Edward Griffith comments. "This is not as important as it may seem because there's no conflict between the two parties on most important issues, such as U.S. sovereignty, the Federal Reserve, and our privacy," which we don't have any anymore. "The leaders of both parties support global government, fiat money, and the surveillance state." Folks, that's true. I don't think there's that much difference between them anymore. I really don't. Okay, let's get back into God because I'm loving this. We got a nice little flow going here. The Holy Spirit, you remember the Holy Spirit coming into you.
Absolutely. I want to also acknowledge that what Trump did by acknowledging Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Oh, yeah.
This was a big deal, people.
It was. Bigger than most people realize.
It's a very, very, very big deal.
Is that in prophecy? Do you know if that's...
Well, I know for a fact, well, biblical fact, that thousands of years ago, God Almighty acknowledged Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. So that's all I need to know. That's good enough for me.
Absolutely.
And so if Trump is just amen in God, amen Trump.
Well, you know he gets together with a bunch of
evangelicals.
Exactly. Once a week, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they sit down and pray and they talk. I love that.
They lay hands on him.
Do you think President Obama might have done that?
Nope. No. He had the thugs and the rainbow lighting
coalition
on the Capitol. He had Ramadan. He had all these things that are...
Isn't that insane?
Anti-America.
Well, speaking of that, let me tell you something I heard today, too, and this scares me. Rahm Emanuel, we know who he is. He's in Chicago. He's the mayor of Chicago. Chicago, every 4 minutes, I think, somebody gets shot. Okay, Trump has wanted to send United States troops in there to straighten Chicago out. But Rahm Emanuel says, no, We're bringing in the UN. Rahm Emanuel is asking the United Nations to come into Chicago.
I wouldn't think he'd had the authority to do that.
I wouldn't think so either, but that's what he's done.
He's a mayor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not a governor. He's not
That's right.
Secretary of State. He's not all these other things.
This had better not happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that would. I mean, he's just,
blowing smoke.
Saber rattling or...
I hope so.
Virtue signaling or whatever they do, whatever the liberals do, I don't know. It's some crazy stuff. It's insane, call evil good, good evil.
Exactly.
That's
where we are.
They flipped everything, mm-hmm. I mean, you call a homosexual gay, the word gay used to mean happy.
Yep. Yeah, I listen to old radio shows.
And you take the rainbow, which God said is a sign that he won't bring a flood to destroy the world again, and you make that the symbol of homosexuality and all these other transgender, however you want to label yourself for the day, whatever you're feeling for that day, you are.
You're exactly right. When they start mixing pagan things with godly things, folks, step away. That's why Lynn and I don't have a Christmas tree. That's why we don't decorate eggs at Easter. All these things are pagan celebrations.
Exactly.
That they have mixed with godly festivals. And
exactly.
I'm not going to be part of it.
Santa Claus didn't die for you.
Nope.
And the Easter Bunny wasn't resurrected for you.
Bingo.
And he don't lay no colored eggs either. Bingo. Look into that.
Exactly.
I promise you.
Well, let me read this. You were talking about homosexuality. Pastor
right.
Kelvin Holdsworth has asked Christians to pray for 4-year-old Prince George, who's the son of Prince William, to become homosexual. Because he says the reason is to force the Church of England to support same-sex marriage.
Hmm.
A so-called preacher is asking Christians to pray that Prince George will become a homosexual.
Yeah, they when they flip all the way. It's like the globalists.
Bingo.
This, if you look, what is diversity? What is equality? I mean, come on, man.
Yep.
I can tell you, we need to be celebrating individualism and uniqueness because the God that made each one of us gave us our own fingerprints, our own retina scan,
originals. We are originals.
We are totally originals. And, they're trying to squash creativity because God with each person he creates, he puts a certain amount of his creativity in them.
Oh, man, you're on it. You're absolutely right.
And so they're squashing that. The school system, the propaganda schools and the propaganda media are squashing out the individualism, and they're wanting us to get in lockstep.
Yep.
With the design of man instead of the design of God.
Oh, man.
Which you can't put in a box. God cannot be put in a box. We shouldn't be able to be put in a box either. But that's what they want to do.
You're absolutely right. And you nailed it. And that's one thing I love about John Rappaport. John Rappaport loves to talk about how our creativity is special. God gave us creativity. We have imagination. We have creativity. We have things that the powers that shouldn't be, these Luciferian psychopaths, hate. They hate it. They want us all to be in this little hive mentality where we all do the same thing. We all think the same way. Like you said, lockstep. That's what they want. We got to hit this break. This is a short 3-minute break, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes. I'm Terry Adams. This is Clearing the Air. My good friend, brother in Christ, Bo's here, and we're getting the Holy Spirit going on in here. We will be back in just a few minutes. Y'all come back with us.
I'm at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Miss Dot, everything looks festive.
We're ready for Christmas, and we want to wish everybody, our friends, customers, everybody, Merry Christmas.
Well, if somebody's looking for something for the holidays, tell us what you have.
We've got the gifts. We've got the crystal. We've got the china. We've got the flatware. We've got extra chairs, extra tables. We've got everything. Christmas decorations. We've got the jewelry. Actually, anything you might like to have. We've got toys. And if nothing else, just come in and sit and rock a while with us.
What will be the hours of Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall for the holidays?
9 until 6 on Saturday. Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30. The rest of the week, Monday through Friday, is 10 until 6. The only change will be we'll be closed on Christmas Day, and that will be it. But we'll be here Christmas Eve.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
If you are new in town, you may not know that we have served the River Region for over 30 years and offer emergency service 24/7. United is committed to giving you the best service with the best quality of work and want to say thank you to everyone in the River Region we have served. We hope we exceeded your expectations in customer service, satisfaction, and quality of work. We hope this holiday season you have time to enjoy your family and friends and that we all can be thankful for the opportunities and blessings we have. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
We would be honored if you give us a try.
For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
So, Rodney, they tell me you're a fancy X-ray technician now.
That's right.
Good. I want you to look inside my walls and make sure my wiring is safe.
What?
Wouldn't it be nice if someone really could look inside your walls? Well, now somebody can. Crosby Electric is your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. And that's important to you because each year over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem.
Look here, Rodney. What do you see?
A wall?
What kind of X-ray technician are you?
Using special high-tech equipment, Crosby Electric will check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switch, and electrical outlets to pinpoint potential problems and make sure you're safe.
Grandma, I just X-ray people.
People? Are you looking at my bloomers?
No, Grandma, I would never...
Why, you little whippersnapper.
To really know if your wiring is safe, visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Hey, welcome back to the program. That's twice I've almost missed my intro because we've been having such a good conversation off mic. Talking about where have all the fire-breathing, just straight Holy Ghost preachers, where have they all gone? It's crazy. Where did all of them go? They've disappeared. It's crazy. But like you were talking about, they have people out there that worship everything except what they're supposed to worship. Everything's upside down. You know, it's crazy.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
You know, I've been through some, I went to the Brownsville Revival, you know, and it's like, you know, it's a charismatic movement. Mm-hmm. They have a magazine called Charisma. So, you know, people don't understand that you can worship everything. God.
Anything.
God owned to me. Of course, you know, he chastises those he loves, right?
Yes, exactly. Like a parent, good parent supposed to.
Because certain things that you worship, that you don't realize you can worship, like the yes. Constitution of the United States.
Bingo.
Like a country called America. These things you can literally worship. Patriotism, worship.
Where does it say in the Bible that you're supposed to worship a country?
Exactly. And so the Lord told me, he said, don't worship a constitution, don't worship a country. Don't worship anything but me. So when he was telling me that, that must have meant I was able to do that, or he wouldn't have told me that.
Exactly. And well, Bo, we all lose sight of what's truly important. And I think that's the way the devil works, is he pulls us in this direction, he pulls us in that direction. We ultimately lose sight of what this is really all about, what our existence is really all about, and what God is, the creator, Yeshua, He just gets us so confused and so out there, we lose sight of it.
And we forget why the disciples and the apostles were beaten and whipped and imprisoned and killed. Why were they done? Because they would not stop teaching and preaching in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach. They never stopped, and they considered it an honor to be beat and whipped.
Exactly. I love that. That's
in
right.
The name for
they
for
went away
lifting
celebrating
up,
because they were beaten in his name.
For lifting up and prophesying in his name, healing in his name, delivering in his name. Everything they did, whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look it up. It's in there. I don't know. I can't quote scripture and verse. Guess what? When this Bible was put together, it wasn't put together scripture and verse.
That's right.
It was scrolls.
That's
there was
right.
No scripture. I mean, there was no chapter and verse.
Exactly.
Man
right.
Did that.
That's something else man did. You're absolutely
There's
right.
A flow with the word of God, and, you know, sometimes... I'm not saying that it can't be. I'm not saying that, that chapter and verse can't be helpful. It's an aid. It's a tool, yes. But what I'm saying is, if you question anything I say, go and look it up like the Bereans. Be a Berean. That's what I'm telling you. I'm challenging you tonight to be a Berean. Don't believe everything you hear from a pulpit.
No, you can't. What kills me is ministers like Joel Osteen, who actually have said things like, do you really think God expects you to drive a beat-up old car? Do you really think God expects you to live in that dinky little trailer? Don't you think if you're, don't you think you should live in this huge house, drive this really nice? I got news for Osteen. The Bible tells us that we will be, we'll be chastised. We will be everything that Jesus, well, not everything Jesus went through, but we're going to encounter the same things he encountered because we speak the truth, and they don't like the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
We're going to be put through it.
Oh, yeah.
If you're doing the right things, you don't have an easy road ahead of you, I can tell you that, but it's worth it. The trip is worth it.
Yeah, Roy Moore, look, he lost his high-paying, cushy job twice for standing up for truth.
That's
what
right.
kind of truth? The truth of the Word of God.
The only
That is
truth.
Not a normal man. He is not a normal man. Normal man, who do you know in our time that has said, look, to heck with the job. I'm bound, duty bound to honor the word of the one true living God, Jesus the Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach. I don't have to honor the word of man if it goes against the word of God, which homosexual marriage goes against the word of God. Come on, it's a no-brainer, people.
Yeah, that's what I was listening to the radio, and they were, of course, talking about why Judge Roy Moore lost. And one of these guys, I have a satellite radio in my car, and I don't know what channel it was, one of the ESPN or something. And he was saying, well, you know, he didn't have the kindest things to say. He didn't embrace the homosexual. He didn't go after their vote and all this. And I'm thinking, no, he didn't. There's a reason why he didn't. You know, now what they expect you to do if you want to succeed in this world, or what the world calls success, is you have to give up the biblical standards. You have to put all that stuff aside and embrace what they want you to embrace, which in the Bible says is evil. Now, the Bible says we're not to hate people. We're not to hate homosexuals, but we're to hate the sin, homosexuality. But do you really expect somebody who is a Bible-toting, walking the walk Christian to embrace homosexuality? No.
Not going to do it. And we shouldn't. But it doesn't matter what office we occupy. You know, they're saying, well, you can't be biased or unbiased. But that doesn't mean you can't be a believer and you can't have a faith.
True. True.
A belief system, a moral values, a character, Bible, biblical-based character. Why you do things a certain way. Where your right and wrong come from.
That's right.
And that's what the globalists are, you know, they want to totally do away with our culture, Christian culture, altogether.
Yep.
What other faith is persecuted and prosecuted greater than the faith of Christianity? I don't know of any of them.
No.
In other words, Christianity is the most persecuted and prosecuted faith in the world. Now,
exactly.
I dare somebody to prove me wrong. You're right, able to do it,
I've seen the figures. You're right.
Because if you look at these inclusivity and diversity and all this, we're going to be a universal church. We're going to be a church that includes anybody. So, in other words, if you're bestiality, come on in. We're not going to exclude you. No. Let me tell you, there's probably people that come to a regular church. But when you get... When you're anointed of the Lord and you begin to preach the Spirit of God, when you begin to preach this word with power and authority, if you're doing those things, you ain't going to want to keep doing them.
You got that right.
Because conviction is going to hit you.
It's going to wear you out.
And you're going to know. In other words, if you have any life left in your soul, your soul's going to wake up and go, oh, my goodness, is that what I'm doing?
Uh-huh.
That's destroyed. It's destroyed. Sin, the Bible says sin, the wages of sin is death.
Yep.
So in other words, sin, it don't just separate us from God, but it equals death. What kind of death? Death to marriages, death to your job, death to your bank account.
Everything.
Health, mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, physical health, everything dies when you begin to indulge in sin.
Correct.
So now I'm not saying... Most of us have some kind of vice.
We all do.
You know, we eat too many cookies or we watch too much TV or we Facebook too much. Mm-hmm. There's advice somewhere in there that we indulge in.
Right.
But if we get into this word, it's what I was saying. The word, the Lord said, my words are spirit and they are life. Mm-hmm. So in other words, the word of God is spirit, is the Holy Spirit.
Correct.
So in other words, in order to interpret it and understand it, you must have his Holy Spirit in you to be able to look at it and go, oh, yeah, that's
exactly
what that means. That,
folks, he just summed up the whole show in one statement. That's exactly right. Discretion, the Holy Spirit. You've got to have the Holy Spirit in you to understand what's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
exactly.
Like, you know, it's like having a operating system to the, what is it, you know, what was it, Bill Gates, you know, he...
Microsoft.
Microsoft. All these big computer companies had these computers, but they didn't have the brains to make it work.
Right.
Well, Bill Gates made the operating system. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what the Holy Ghost is to the Word of God. It's the operating system.
Bingo. Exactly.
Gives you the ability to make it work.
Yep.
But the other thing that goes with the Holy Ghost mm-hmm. is to be able to receive it is faith. Because if you look in there yes. and you look throughout the Word when it's referring to the Holy Spirit, New Testament, it's faith-based.
Yes.
In other words, what you're taught behind the pulpit of the church you're going to directly affects your ability to receive the Holy Ghost.
Absolutely.
If you're not being taught the truth about the Holy Ghost, that it is for you and everyone, as many as the Lord our God shall call, mm-hmm. then you're not going to believe it. You have to be taught it.
True.
See, go back to Matthew. Everybody wants to talk about the Great Commission. Okay, guess what it is? It's three things he said. Go, teach, and baptize.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which one of you loophole people want to avoid the baptize in the Great Commission? I guess you would, you know. He's like, well, you know, he wasn't talking about water baptism. He's talking about sprinkling. No, he wasn't. He's talking about going down.
Fully immersed.
Like he did.
Bingo. Yeah.
Just like he did.
Exactly.
Go, teach, and baptize. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, you're...
So you can receive the Holy Spirit.
You're making disciples that can make other disciples.
Yes.
What is that doing? That's building the kingdom of our God.
Right. It's exponential. It just expands and expands and expands.
And so what does a kingdom have to be a king? Kingdom. A king.
King. Sure.
And that's this, you know, you will talk about season. The world is, you know, really every day should be we should be celebrating the birth of Christ.
Yes.
And from what I've heard, Christ Mass is a Catholicism term, Catholic term, where you say, and Mass means death. So I thought we were celebrating his birth. So that's even, you know.
I never thought about that. You're
Christ,
right.
Mass, we're celebrating his
we shouldn't be together
birth or death. Which one is it? So I'm not Catholic. So I'm celebrating his birth 365 days a year.
Amen, brother.
24 hours a day. Because,
7 days a week.
And guess how he was born? The Bible says Mary was of the Holy Ghost. Guess what? The Holy Ghost was in her womb. Guess what that was? That was the incorruptible seed. That was the second Adam being born.
Yep.
The incorruptible. And when we're born again, we're born of that incorruptible seed.
I love it.
When we come up out of that water.
You're right.
We've been born again into Christ, which is the incorruptible seed. He is the firstborn of many brethren. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. All right, got to hit a break. 5-minute-er. This is Clearing the Air. Folks, y'all stay with us. We'll be back.